Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas, and if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, we're in the middle of the week, and I don't know how your morning started, but as we got up, got ready, and started driving towards Alexandria, it was absolutely a torrential downpour. As we got closer to the city, of course, it slacked up, but it looks like that rain that has been holding up in the sky is finally ready to release. I'm going to tell you what, if you hear the excitement in my voice this morning, it is simply because last night was All-Stars in Fifth Ward, Louisiana, and we had the most incredible game last night, D.C. It was just an absolute thriller. Avoyelles Little League and Alexandria's Little League All-Stars came together, and it's been a tournament ongoing. And you know what? First of all, D.C., we've got to compliment all of the players because there was such wonderful sportsmanship.
Absolutely.
And such wonderful competition. But I am pleased and proud and honored to say that our team was victorious, but it was a nail biter.
Yes, it was. And Alexandria really played a wonderful game, and they competed in the way that we all thought that they would. Coach Katedric Perry did a wonderful job with the kids. I mean, they showed up and showed out. He and Derek Jones, absolutely wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Wonderful job.
Absolutely. But you know what? It wasn't good enough for the Alexandria team. They just came up a little bit short. The score was 11-9 of Avoyelles Little League. And let me tell you, those kids played big. That's the 11 and 12-year-old age bracket. And the Avoyelles Little League team is going to be going to state in just a couple of weeks. So congratulations to the coaching staff, D.C., of the Avoyelles Little League team.
Glenn Dorsey, congratulations.
Absolutely. A great job. And we know as parents.
Shannon Ledoux.
Uh-huh. And there's one other coach and his name.
Coach Joey from Hesmer.
And to all the parents who came out and who supported those kids and supported the efforts. And you know what? Little League is tough because everybody is pulling and everybody wants what they want. But the incredible spirit of competition, the kids showed up and played incredibly big. I mean, there were home runs, there were incredible plays, incredible fans. Lisa Willeber, good morning. Thank you for being on point this morning. I know you're in your car driving in, still shouting, still celebrating last night's victory. Again, congratulations to the team, congratulations to the coaches, and we look forward to seeing our team at state in just a couple of weeks. Now, switching gears, we're going to be talking about a subject that is important to millions of people, millions of allergy sufferers and sinus sufferers. Everywhere you look, people are having sinus headaches. They're complaining about allergies and all the pollen in the air. And so this morning, what our question is, and we're wondering if we get a really decent amount of rain, if it will wash some of those pollens out of the air. We're going to be joined by Dr. Benjamin Close. He's on point this morning. We're going to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the millions of allergy sufferers, what it is, but most importantly, how can we fix it? You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the taxes, you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. It is July 11th, and if you're just driving in, it's 7:43 a.m. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana. They're building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa is on point, and she's here to serve you in Rapides Parish. The number to phone Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. And, of course, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. The number to phone if you've got any vehicle problems, it doesn't matter if they're domestic or foreign, it's 318-443-5741. Now, if you're just driving in this morning, we're probably talking to you, and this is what we're talking about this morning. More than 50 million Americans are suffering with allergies. This was reported by the Allergy Foundation. That's 1 in 5 Americans suffer from some or any type of allergy. And so this morning, what we're talking about and who we're talking to is Dr. Benjamin Close. He's a board certified, I'll spit it out in just a minute, allergist and immunologist, a mouthful, and he's been serving this community and serving patients for more than 2 decades. We welcome him to the very first time to the OPT Network. Dr. Benjamin Close, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
so happy to have you. But you know what? This is an issue that 1 in 5 Americans, statistics bear out, suffer with: allergies. First of all, tell us what they are. What are allergies?
Well, allergies are an abnormal immune response. Allergy is part of the immune response. And when someone's allergic, they may recognize something in an abnormal way. Now, what we may be talking about here is manifesting in the respiratory tract. When someone inhales a pollen or a mold, they may have an itchy nose, sneezing, runny nose, post-nasal drip. They may even manifest asthma with symptoms like a chronic cough or chest tightness or shortness of breath or wheezing. So this time of year, we're kind of more talking about an abnormal allergic response, and that can be related to environmental influences and genetic factors.
And so the statistics say that more Americans than ever are suffering from allergies, and this is according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. And so do we know what the incline, what the increase, what the reason is why so many people are suffering from allergies and sinuses and things of that nature?
There is an increasing incidence of allergic disease, and some of the mechanisms are unknown, but speculated things are we spend more time indoors younger. We're not exposed to some outdoor things that may change the immune system to more as a protective factor. We do know that there's some people that spend their early lives in farms or around different things that may be protective. And now that we spend more time indoors, it shifts the immune system's response a little bit. We do know, and it's speculated, that you know maybe climate change could play a role. You know, our environments are now more urban, and that, that could play a little bit of a role as well. But it does seem to be, and I agree that there's an increasing incidence of this. And it's a lot busier than it used to be.
And so as people are listening, it's something that not, and you and I were talking, not everybody suffers with sinuses or allergies or even asthma, but many people are. Does the heat, does the summer heat and the humidity have any bearing on seeing more people and hearing more people talk about having sinus headaches and, you know, having phlegm and just all of the stuff that we call really gunk?
Well, during these summer months and the warmer months, usually the pollen season. So during these months, in the spring, we'll get tree pollen. And in the summer, I think everyone knows we get grass pollen. But what may not be known is we get inhale a lot of outdoor molds. And during the wet weather, like we're having today, the mold counts will be higher. And you know, it may wash the pollen out, but the mold counts are higher, so you almost can't get away from it, you know, either way. So the warmer months certainly have more of an increased chance to get outdoor allergies with that. And in the winter months, we'll get indoor things, you know, like moles and pet dander, and because you're indoors more and you get exposed to that.
And so looking at the research and the studies, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening, as I didn't realize, that you are susceptible to mold outdoors. What is that coming from?
Well, I think a lot of people, you're exactly right, have a misconception that it's just a black mold you see on the wall or something like that. But most of the mold that we inhale are outdoor mold spores, because we live in the Gulf South, our temperature, it's humid, it's wet, and you inhale it. It's not a pollen, but it certainly can act on the allergy immune system as a pollen, you know, if you inhale it. So most of the molds that we inhale in the Gulf South are outdoor.
And we don't ever even realize, as with pollen, I know when I get pollen in my sinuses, or, you know, by virtue of sneezing or coughing or whatever. Do we really know when we're inhaling pollen?
No. Unless you just, there's a few times of the year, especially with tree pollen, that you'll see these clouds of pollen on the street. But really, in the absence of that, you absolutely can be. Like during the summer, you'll inhale grass pollen, and it's really pretty invisible with that. But you'll know the after effects.
Exactly.
Grass pollen allergic, and you go outside after someone's cut the grass, you'll have people that sneeze and, you know.
So for those people that are susceptible, and I'm one of those people, is there an inherent danger of having all of that go into your body, you're not knowing it, and you're manifesting it through mucus and phlegm and blowing your nose and sneezing? And, you know, I feel like it's an ongoing vicious cycle. Is there any damage that's being done?
Well, most people, their bodies work well. They, you know, we all inhale it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that aren't allergic, everybody clears it and their mm-hmm. mechanisms to do that. But allergic people have inflammation, stimulation of nerves and blood vessels and mucus glands that can cause congestion, sneezing, mm-hmm. itchy, watery eyes. And while they may not seem to many people as serious, but they can lead to a lot of decreased quality of life, miss mm-hmm. school, mm-hmm. or even though someone may be attending school or work, they're not functioning as well as they may with that. So it can also lead, especially if someone is prone to allergic asthma, a dangerous situation where somebody could have compromise of breathing with this. So most of the time they're bothersome symptoms that certainly mm-hmm. need to be addressed, but in certain situations that can be dangerous.
And so at some point, is there a way to fix it? Because I know that people that are listening this morning, somebody's driving in and said, you know what, Dr. Close, you're talking to me. Is there a way to fix it, to combat this problem?
Well, it's a difficult thing, especially with outdoor pollens, and we're all outside, you mm-hmm. know, in our homes and you know, going from place to place. Some simple things that you can do without medicine are use the recirculate in your air conditioning to keep the pollen from coming in. Close the doors. Don't air out your house.
Air out your house.
Yeah, because the pollen will go in. Mm-hmm. If you spent time outdoors, shower before you go to bed because you'll inhale the pollen all night. So mm-hmm. those would be some simple things to help reduce it. Then there's some, we would recommend, while we can't cure it, we can control it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some medications and other things that we can provide people that need other than that, environmental control.
Absolutely. It is a huge topic. Lots of questions, lots of concerns, and I know it affects many of you, as it does, as I said, estimated 50 million people, which is 1 in 5 Americans, suffer from all types of allergies. We're talking about what we need to do and how we need to try to combat all of this stuff that's going on in the atmosphere. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns,
there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. They're absolutely dedicated to excellence. And once again, we welcome aboard Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 and you need to make a stop, make it Davis One Stop. McDonald's of Alexandria. And if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about allergy sufferers, sinuses, and all that is wrapped up in that. We're joined by Dr. Benjamin Close, treating patients for more than two decades, and this is really complicated, Dr. Close, because I want to call you Dr. Benjamin. Dr. Ben, it's just, I guess I'm fed up. I know many people are fed up with sinuses, and we just need to figure out, first of all, what sinuses are.
Well, sinuses are basically mucous membrane lined air cells, and there two of them are in pairs. One are in your cheeks, mm-hmm. The other are in the bridge of your nose, and then there's a large one that can vary in size, you know, on your forehead, mm-hmm. And then there's one in the middle of your brain.
Wow.
With that, and we think that initially designed is kind of an airbag, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
You know, for helping you with trauma and help you filter things and help with air. But the problem is, you know, when they get blocked by inflammation, mm-hmm. You can cause pressure, headaches, nasal congestion. And so they can be problem areas as well. When the nose is affected, there's a little pinhole opening between the nasal passages and the sinuses. And depending on where the blockage is, mm-hmm. It's not necessarily two different things. I'll hear people say, well, do I have allergies or do I
mm-hmm.
have sinus?
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I may say yes and yes.
Wow.
Or it could be. So it really is very
So they're two totally different things, but.
But they connect.
Wow.
And so it's very difficult necessarily to pinpoint one or the other because there's such a continuum. And if you have problems in your nose, to some degree, it's going to affect people with their sinuses, and it really kind of depends on a lot of things. Many people with deviated nasal septums, which is the midline of your nose, people can have nasal polyps. people can have inflammation in their nose from allergy that can downstream affect their sinuses. So the point is good, and people a lot of times will say, well, Doc, do I have allergy problems or sinus problems? And again, it could be both.
And I think that's why I know I'm frustrated, and I know many people are, because it's so complicated, you just aren't sure. And within that complication, most people are self-medicating.
Well, and that can be a problem. Now, the over-the-counter medications now are safer and better. But a couple of pitfalls that we see. One is using over-the-counter decongestant nasal sprays, and examples of those could be Afrin or Four-Way or Sinex. And if somebody uses that more than a few days at a time, it causes rebound.
There's
one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, three steps back. It's one of the most easy diagnosis to make for me, but also one of the most difficult things that I treat.
Really?
Because it's hard to, you know, you want to breathe at night.
Right.
You know, and it's very difficult. So we need to try some different things and try to identify what is a cart and what's a horse, you know, what causes people to have to use it to begin with. Over-the-counter decongestants like Sudafed or Mucinex D or those generic things can be effective in reducing congestion. But what we see in especially some adult patients, they can increase heart rate, increase blood pressure. But even then, they can do some bothersome things like interrupt sleep and get palpitations and some jitteriness. So some of those medicines, even though they may seem safe, certainly have some drawbacks. So what we try to do is define a mechanism. You know, we'll see, you know, because we know that 50% of people with nasal and sinus problems will have allergies. So we'll get a history that may help lead us one way or another. We may do testing to help, you know, identify some triggers. And first thing we try to do is remove or limit those triggers.
Right.
Then we may use medications such as non-sedating antihistamines, nasal steroid sprays to reduce inflammation. It can be things we can add on to environmental control. And many times we have to, you know, we'll get the help of our ENT colleagues to kind of define anatomy. In other words, I try to tell patients, we need to see if you have a plumbing problem, know, that contributes to that.
Right. And so at what point do sinus / allergy sufferers or even asthma sufferers, at what point do we need to see a physician?
Well, if someone's having more than two sinus infections a year, and these...
Do we know when we're having a sinus infection? Because I call everything a sinus infection.
Well, initially, and that's a good point, frequently someone will have a cold or a viral infection, and they'll have symptoms of nasal congestion, and people will feel tired and have malaise, and even maybe have discolored nasal secretions. If those symptoms are less than seven,
discolored
or eight,
secretions, when you mean when you spit, it's,
you know, yucky.
Yucky.
Stuff.
Okay.
And most of the time, initially those are viral, but if they last beyond 7 to 10 days, they may have become a bacterial infection and need to be treated. Decreased sense of smell and taste. A cough can frequently accompany that. So those may be symptoms. Duration may be the most important clue to whether you need to go to a doctor. And if certainly someone develops fever with it or has swelling in their face or really uncomfortable, then they may need to be seen sooner than that. But duration, a prolonged cold, so to speak, is certainly a time.
So how long would you say duration, you know, in terms of length, if you've had this problem more than X amount of days or weeks, this is when you should start looking to treat?
When someone has any kind of sinus or nasal symptom, if you have more than two of prolonged a year, say two more than 10 to 14 day periods a year, probably need to get seen.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
It's got to, I mean, because everybody you talk to is suffering with some sort of sinus headache or pressure or...
And if you have some symptom more than 3 months a year that is more than needing a, say, an over-the-counter Claritin, Zyrtec, or Allegra, and if those either don't control it or someone needs to be on them constantly, those are some clues that they need to be seen. If a child is not performing as well in school because they may be... have a lot of congestion, not be sleeping well, or an adult that,
right,
you know, I go to work, but I have a headache, I don't feel well, I always have a Kleenex. The number one factor that decreased quality of life when we ask our patients, not when we ask us, but when we ask our patients, have Nicleria Kleenex all the time.
That's me.
I'll have somebody, but yep. they won't tell their doctor that that's the thing that bothers them.
Right.
But it's things like that. You know, even though they may seem trivial, the patient, we feel, sometimes don't want to tell us those things.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, but we like to hear that because we want to know how it affects our patients.
Right.
And so anything that would decrease someone's quality of life.
Right.
It's really an important issue to bring up to your doctor.
And, you know, I think you're right on point when you said it, because I don't think a thing about it. I have Kleenex and tissue in every bag that I own. And I never would have thought a thing about it until this conversation. I thought it was normal.
But again, if someone reflects back and go, I hate that.
I hate that.
People get embarrassment.
Right.
Or they just get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just get tired
so
of it.
So is there something, Dr. Close, that you can do that will stop or control this so that people like myself don't always have to carry Kleenex and aren't always blowing their nose and aren't always having, you know, to clear their throat? Is there some clear-cut treatment for it?
Well, frequently there's not a cure, unfortunately. Yeah, but there's things we can do to control it. In addition to the medication and environmental control, if someone is allergic, a more definitive way would be allergy vaccines or allergy shots,
mm-hmm.
as you call, which desensitize patients to the things that they're allergic to, which are a 3 to 5 year course of therapy. But that would be, once those are identified, probably the most definitive way. That doesn't mean we use allergy vaccines or shots in everyone, but when medications aren't useful in controlling these symptoms, then frequently we will go to that.
All right, let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can find Dr. Close. Many of us, we're all listening. We need to call him, and I know that I'm going to be one of the first people. We're going to tell you where Dr. Close is, how you can connect with his office, and get better. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Summer breeze on in my mind.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. And remember, I'm going to tell you a little bit later in the show about those free mammograms for the uninsured and underinsured. That's for ladies who are age 40 and older. We want to encourage you to get that mammogram. Early detection is the key. Also, get wired satellites. Jeremy Clary, get HD for life, plus so much more. And you can phone him at area 318-767-2220. 767-2220 and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT network, we're joined by Dr. Benjamin Close, board certified allergist and immunologist. It's a mouthful for more than 20 years right here serving Central Louisiana. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm absolutely floored. And we can tell by the phone calls that we're getting this morning that you guys are listening. And you know what, Dr. Close, I feel it in the atmosphere. Everybody is saying, you know, I never knew this, but before we want to give your information and how people can connect, there are very few people who do what you do. There are very few specialists that are allergists and immunologists really throughout the country.
Well, there are only 56 in Louisiana.
Wow.
And there are only about 100 that come out of training, you know, in the country a year. So they're not that many, and actually a shortage.
But the field is so huge.
Well, and it's underserved, and there's some things to do that people are expanding and you know, trying to expand training programs and things such as that. But a good resource for people would be to get on, you know, the Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology website.
Mm-hmm.
Or the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology website, and they will give people a list of what we call board-certified
mm-hmm.
or trained allergy
mm-hmm.
And immunology specialists, and let you know who you're dealing with and what kind of training that they've had.
And this is why we wanted to have this conversation, because what we pride ourselves on is bringing our listeners the top people in the fields from around the country that do the best job at treating. And what I think a lot of people are saying is that most of us have been self-medicating over a period of time. And so at this point, we understand that if you've been having these symptoms that are ongoing, they need to see you.
Well, about 70% of patients that suffer with allergies self-medicate and don't go to a doctor. And we think that probably 70% of that group have significant enough reductions in quality of life and complications that they really could be helped by, you know, seeing someone.
Absolutely.
And we partner with many times someone's primary physician or their ENT specialist. We have a good relationship with those. And it really seems to
ear
be
and
a
throat.
Good partnership with, with, you know, primary physicians and occasionally ear, nose, and throat doctors with that. That working together can develop a mechanism and a treatment plan to help someone, and especially improve their quality of life you know, with this, help them feel better day to day with that.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Dr. Close, that we want you to talk about before we know you've got to go and get to see all of these people that are waiting for you this morning is that chronic cough, i.e. Clearing your throat kind of sort of syndrome.
Well, that's kind of an interesting topic. We'll frequently see patients who will come to us with a chief complaint of frequent throat clearing. They'll have a sensation that something's in their throat that they can't get out. Or they may have a chronic cough, and there are many, many mechanisms that you want to consider. You know, anything that would cause postnasal drainage, whether it be sinus problems or allergy problems. But kind of a frequent thing that gets thrown in there that may be missed is actually acid reflux causing that. And you can have that without, many times, without having what we feel are stereotypical symptoms of reflux, like heartburn or sour taste. Someone may just cough. They may just clear their throat. They may have hoarseness or voice changes or things. And you have to use history to figure that out and rule out some other things.
History in terms of how long or...
Duration may be helpful, but really just the symptoms in general. And you treat those with... a family of medicine called proton pump inhibitors, and frequently those are known as like Prilosec or over-the-counter or Nexium or Dexilant or many of those medicines. And a lot of times they need to be used in higher than normal doses for up to about 3 months to try to help. So, you know, if someone has those symptoms, it's really important to go to a doctor to discuss them because many things can mask that or fool you a little bit with it, but consider that it may have another cause, you know, maybe other than sinus or allergy, it may be actually reflux that causes some of those. And we'll see that, I'll see that every day.
Now, that doesn't sound really, really bad. Could that be, could those symptoms be something even more ominous than, you know, just hoarseness or thick mucus? Could it be something more serious?
Well, most of the time it's not, but it does have potential to. And unchecked acid in the throat can lead to occasionally precancerous changes in the throat.
Wow.
Someone needs to be really alert for that, especially if they have difficulty swallowing, if they think things get stuck in their throat swallowing, or if someone has painful swallowing. Those are really two yellow or maybe even red flags that they really should go see their doctor fairly soon. The other ones are more bothersome, but sometimes it's hard to determine. So, you know, having a discussion with your doctor about those things can really be helpful. They're, serious things aren't that common, but there can be some potential serious complications that need to be discussed.
And so, Dr. Close, what's the most important thing that you think that listeners this morning should understand about allergies, about asthma and sinuses and the whole sort of family of what's happening with ourselves?
There are things to do about it. And understanding how that you can feel better and can feel better at work and perform better. You don't necessarily have to miss work to not do well. That in children it can lead to poor attention. It can lead to decreased school performance. And that there are things to do to control the symptoms and treat it on a long-term basis.
And for those people who suffer with that chronic sort of stuffiness and sinus headache and sinus pressure, is that something that is just going to be ongoing, or is that something that you just need to treat whenever it happens?
Well, if someone's having symptoms on a daily basis or for several months a year, having maintenance therapy, depending on what it is, would be very helpful. So I think sometimes if someone's having sporadic symptoms, then yes, once in a, you know, using medication as needed may be appropriate. But someone having symptoms more than several months a year needs an evaluation and really needs to have a plan in place of how to prevent it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Close, the reason why we wanted to have this conversation is because we know that women are the drivers of getting the family to the doctor, but we know that a lot of women suffer from these chronic problems as well. Most of us are self-medicating or using over-the-counter medicines just because of those time constraints. And it's one of those issues that we really, really think is important, and we think that it needs to be treated. We need to stop, and we just need to go and figure out if it's if it's sinus or if it's sinusitis, asthma, whatever all of those things are that are happening, that we just need to stop and figure it out.
Oh, I agree with that. And you bring up a good point that more than 80% of healthcare decisions are made by women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're the drivers of that.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Close, tell people how they can find you and how they can connect with an allergist right here in Alexandria that is just right on point to help people to get better and feel better. Well,
our office address is 201 Pecan Park Avenue. It's right off Coliseum Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
Behind Capital One Bank, near Windermere. Our office phone number is 445-6221.
All right, here it is. It's 201 Pecan Drive, Pecan Park Avenue, and the number is 318-445-6221. It is an ongoing problem for 50 million Americans, and I know that includes many of you, so we wanted to have this conversation. We know that Dr. Benjamin Close is a very, very busy man, so we want to thank you, Dr. Close, and your staff for sparing you this morning, and thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, y'all, but many of you need to be running to the doctor. Again, the number is 318-445-6221. We'll be giving it throughout the show. Again, Dr. Close, thank you so much. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafé Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafé Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. He's in Avoyelles Parish, more specifically right there in Bunkie, to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, go to their website at hicksonhasit.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts? Also, don't forget about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Listen, the great folks at the tourism in Avoyelles work really, really hard to bring some great fun, great activities, great bands, great food to Avoyelles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, One Heartbeat at a Time. You know, we talk about those screenings, and we'll be talking about them soon once again. But if you have not had your screenings, it's time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106. You see, again, we want to thank Dr. Ben Close. I'm telling you, just a great guy. He's an allergist and immunologist. And, you know, we just thought that this was an important conversation to have with so many millions of people throughout the country and really thousands right here in our area are suffering from allergies and sinuses and so many of the things that are encompassed within that. And I'm one of those people as well. And we've been hearing people talk about it and talk about it. And so we wanted to have an expert to come in and to help enlighten people on what we need to do. And I know I'm one of those people, and I've said it throughout the show, and I'm sure you're probably saying it too as you're sitting at your desk or driving in. I self-medicate. I try to fix it. And you know what? I am just tired of it. And yesterday I looked at my bag as we were packing up, getting ready to head home to the All-Star game. And I said, this is a hot mess. I have tissue and Kleenex and paper towels in every bag that I own. And I'm just not talking about one or two or a few. I'm talking about just too many. And it's just, I was just ashamed for myself. And I said to Dr. Close, I'm making an appointment as soon as we get off the air to come in and see you. Constantly clearing my throat, constantly seeming to have phlegm in my throat and the mucus and all the gunk. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, over time, I think that, you know, we just forget that maybe there could be a problem that we could fix just by simply seeing a specialist. But we get so busy during the course of our day, our week, and our month that I just go to the drugstore and I find what I think is the latest thing, but it keeps recurring, it keeps happening. And so he and I were talking before we started the show, and he was talking about those nasal sprays, and there was a time in my life that I wouldn't consider putting a nasal spray in my nose, and now I'm relegated to using one daily. And he said, oh, no. So, you know, we say to you every single morning that knowledge is power, and the more information you have, the more powerful you are and the more armed and equipped you are to make better decisions. And one of the things, ladies, for us is that we take our kids to the doctor. We make sure to keep on to our husbands about going to the doctor. But many of us are not, and I'm at the top of the list. We're not caring for ourselves. And so if you've had enough of over-the-counter treatments, and I think I'm at that point, then it's time to call Dr. Benjamin Close. He's at 201 Pecan Park Avenue, right here in Alexandria. And you know what? We're really, really blessed to have an allergist and an immunologist right here in our city. And for all of those people in the surrounding areas, there are so few in the state that it is worth the drive. And one of the things that is important to note is that you may or may not have to have a referral, but many of those cases, you can just go right in to see the doctor. And let me give you guys the number in case you want to check with Dr. Close to get more information, to get yourself checked, as I plan to do. The number is 318-445-6221. And again, DC, we want to thank his staff, his beautiful wife, Miss Mimi Close, for making the interview possible. We know he's busy. And it is, for our listeners, we just want you to know that people, the doctors that come not only locally but nationally and internationally, people spend their time to educate us. And we don't want to just educate you to educate you. We want you to get proactive. We want you to take better care of yourself. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me as well. And that means that when there is a problem, jumping on it, especially when you work numerous hours a day, a week, a month, a year. And he was talking about a term called presenteeism, where you're present, sinuses and allergies and all of those things, asthma, they may not hurt. They may annoy us more than anything. They may not be one of those serious issues that we have to call into work for, but we're present, but we're not at our best because we're bound really by these issues. And so you want to be present, and you want to be present and feeling good and not being bogged down with these issues. And so that's why we didn't know about the term presenteeism until he mentioned that. And I don't know that he mentioned it on the air, but we were having great conversation on and off the air. And so those are just things that we want to share with you. We want to plant those seeds, because as the summer wears on, who knew that there was mold that we were, you know, that we were ingesting just by being outside. And many of you, like most people, are outdoors. You're outdoors with your kids. You're at ball games. I know we're out cutting grass, or if your husband is cutting grass and you're outside, it's just annoying. And he said it may not be able to be cured, but it certainly can get it under control. And so that's why we thought that this issue was so very important. And I'm going to give that number one more time. And here it is. It's 318-445-6221. Now, as I switch gears this morning, DC, I got to go back to last night's ball game. It was a late night. It was a fun night. And it was an exciting night, not just for the fans that converged down in Fifth Ward, but for the kids. And it is an incredible journey for all of the kids this time of the year that are playing in All-Stars and having a good time. And we just had an incredible time cheering those kids on and watching them win such a close game. And one of the things that we said for Katedrick, if he's listening, because DC and Katedrick have this very sort of, what do you call that, DC? Competitive spirit. And they both really, really hate to lose. And so we were saying last night that one play could have changed the outcome of the game. The score is 11-9, just to give you a scenario of how the game ended. It's 11-9, and the winning run could have been brought in because there's two men on base.
Absolutely, and Dr. Jones's grandson, Rakim Jones, just played an outstanding game.
Incredible game.
And Ricky Hayes from Cottonport, Louisiana, just closed it down, pitching a monster game.
He pitched an what kind of pressure is that on a 12 or 13-year-old? At the end of the game where everybody is saying, you know, you need to strike this kid out.
Yeah, Ricky put it, Ricky never shows, he never has any facial expression. You just don't know where he is.
Uh-huh. Very composed for a young man his age.
He came to play the game.
He came to play the game. And he had thrown probably upwards of 60 pitches, I guess.
Close to 70 pitches.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's got to be wearing down at this time of the game. The last inning.
Stronger.
But you were hollering at him and motivating him, and we were all cheering and letting him know that, Ricky, it's you and the batter. And then his dad is sitting alongside of us, and we're saying, oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
What kind of pressure is this on this kid?
If you know Ricky Sr., you know he doesn't say much either.
Uh-huh.
And I think he cheered last night.
I think he cheered last night, too. And Monica, if you're listening, good morning, and thank you for being on point. And all the good folks down in Fifth Ward, all the good folks right here in Alexandria.
Absolutely.
Nothing to hang your head about.
The folks in Marksville, because their team did a wonderful job, too. And fortunately for the Alexandria team, my nephew, Quavon, happened to be at football camp, and their team was missing a lot.
Quavon Mingo.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Quay would have been there, the landscape would have been completely different
uh-huh.
in that game.
Hey, you know, I don't want to brag on Deuce Christmas, but his game came alive last night.
Deuce Christmas showed up and showed out last night.
You know, because we're always him. We're always on him about, you know, showing up and just being present and just doing the thing.
Yeah, getting the best out of himself.
Getting the best.
To his potential.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what he did last night.
And so we sat by each other because DC is usually coaching, and so we never get a chance to sit together and cheer him along. But we said, you know what, maybe those talks are helping.
I think they are.
And you know what, you said it best, DC, coaching these kids for years as you have. With that age group, it just depends on who shows up.
It's anybody's. You just don't know who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, they may show up, they may not. Because all of them are about equal in talent. And,
uh-huh.
So it just depends on who's on that night.
Absolutely. But you know what? Again, congratulations to all of the teams
Absolutely.
That played in the tournament. And congratulations to the parents. Because it really does the heart good to see so many parents out,
Absolutely.
Active, involved, engaged, and following their kids in sports.
Absolutely. Because Alexandria brought a crowd down to Fifth Ward.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they brought a crowd and they brought some competition.
Uh-huh. And there's some...
It was awesome.
There's some fierce competitors and fierce
awesome.
Cheerleaders.
It was awesome.
And it's a wonder we have any voice to be here this morning because we had just an incredible, incredible time last
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
And you know what? A sigh, a big breath of relief because we did not want to have to go back and play Alexandria again tonight. So it was a great game. So hats off to everybody. And we look forward to playing at State in just a couple of weeks. So we're super excited about that. And we're super excited about some of the things that we've got coming up on point. We want you to go to our website because Mary Hollingsworth, who is the web editor, absolutely rocks. We always try to put what's coming up. You know, we have a great partnership with Essence Magazine. And we want to remind you, in addition to that, that the race for the cure is rapidly approaching. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot coming up, and we've got a lot of great guests on point. So we want you to stay on point. We've got to take a real quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. The number to phone in Bunkie is 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, it's 337-942-9939. Don't forget about B&E Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team at B&E Hair Salon. It doesn't matter if it's hair weaving that you want or healthy hair or even natural hair. They've got Brittany does braids and twists and just any style that you can think of. I believe that they can do it at Veganique Hair Salon. They are always on point. The number to phone for an appointment is 318-442-7204 and also Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. You know, there was an interesting article that I wanted to share with ladies, and it was quite funny, but it was interesting. It says when the economy goes sour, women stock up on products that can enhance their looks. This is a new study. And they say that the reason that women do that, whether it's conscious or not, is that they're seeking to make themselves more attractive to the dwindling supply of men with good jobs. Yes, indeed. What are they going to study next? It says, in a bad economy, this suggests that companies selling beauty-enhancing products like lipstick and designer jeans ought to hype the notion that with them, you're more likely to land a man. The study says, the co-author of the study, Sarah E. Hill, she's an assistant professor of psychology at Texas Christian University, that's TCU. She says, we may not consciously think we're buying them to make ourselves more desirable to men. But the fact is, our brains go after the things that look good, things that make you more alluring in a manipulative sort of advertising way. They're saying that companies are exploiting this phenomenon. And Hill and her colleagues got the idea to look at beauty-enhancing products after she read an article describing the surprising success of a cosmetic company, Mary Kay, in 2010, a time when the rest of the economy was tanking. And so she says that so-called lipstick effect was a broader than just one company. So not just Mary Kay, but people like all the cosmetic companies, Lancome, Clinique, all those things that you can find at Dillard's department store. They examine those things, and the sales of perfumes and cosmetics and designer clothes was on the increase. And she says, I was expecting to find the sales of these products to be at least flat when unemployment was high. But it was just the opposite. She said that would have an interesting effect. And so I thought that was just interesting. So ladies, what she's saying is that in this downturn of the economy, women are doing things to make themselves look and feel better because they're trying to attract men with good jobs. So you just wonder, and I tell you guys all the time, we read all of this information because we want to keep you informed. But the data shows that makeup sales, skincare, and fragrance products in places like Dillard's are on the upswing. And guess what? If you're looking to dress to impress, not only to get that skincare, that makeup, that lipstick, and all the works, we want you to visit Dillard's for the style of your life, ladies. But, you know, you never know what they're going to research next. And you never know what's coming up next on Point. Let me just change gears one more time this morning. You remember I told you guys about the photo finish race with Jenna Tarmo. And Allison Felix, well, we have been working diligently on getting Jenna Batarbo on the show, and we think that that's going to happen, if not this week, next week. Well, she will be going to the London Olympics in just a few short days. We're also working on Lolo Jones, who is a hurdler who they are expecting will hopefully get a gold medal at this year's Summer Olympics. Well, she was the hurdler, if you don't follow sports, that in the last Olympics, she finished seventh because she fell on one of the hurdles. But she is on the second to the last hurdle. She clipped it and fell, but she's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she has made Baton Rouge her home, trains at LSU, went to school at LSU, has an incredible story. And those are the stories that we want to present because every single day we look for the next possibility. And they can be, D.C., local possibilities, they can be national possibilities, or they can be international possibilities. But what we believe here at On Point is that they all come together to encourage each and every one of us. And I was talking to a friend last night, a couple friends late last night after we got home from the game, and I keep going back to the word shift. There's a shifting in the atmosphere, and a lot of people right now are going through a lot of things that are discouraging, a lot of bad news, a lot of things happening. But I believe that that's part of the shift. And if you can make it through the shift, through the change, through the seasonal change that is happening in life, then you will make it to that thing called possibility. You'll make it to the next thing, but you've got to be able to endure during the shift. And I was sharing that last night because after we came home from the game, before we made it home, DC and Deuce Christmas wanted ice cream from Davis One Stop. And let me just say, I can't say enough, DC, about Davis One Stop. And they were closing. They were closing as we got there. But you know, I talk about Thesha Davis, and I talked about her the other day. She just has such a warm way that she would not let us leave without them getting their ice cream, even though they were closing, had worked a long, long day. And they opened up the doors to make sure that we got what they wanted. And you know what? That just goes a long way, and that just tells you about the spirit and the heart of people and business. And we were talking about, again, possibilities, those dreams, those gifts, those ideas that are within each and every one of us. And whether or not, I don't have the brochure, whether or not you're able to tap down into that and into yourself to get the best out of yourself. And you know what? Nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody's going to make you do it. Once you get that vision and that dream, you got to put your hand to the plow. You got to get to work. And so that's the morning spirit that I'd like to share with you this morning. Possibilities. Anything is possible for those who just believe. And not just believe, but get to work. Again, we want to thank Dr. Close. We know he's incredibly busy. And we want to remind you about the health walk that is happening this Saturday. An amazing community, the HDQ community, Deerfield, Quail Ridge, and what was the other one, DC? Deerfield, Quail Ridge, and there's one other one. There's three neighborhood communities that have come together in health and fitness. And they said after they came on the show yesterday, they had an incredible, incredible deluge of calls.
Yes. Absolutely. And they're going to have booths out there. I don't think we mentioned that yesterday. Did we mention they were going to have booths?
We didn't mention the booth, but I'm searching here just for the flyer. But we're going to get that flyer, and we'll tell people about that on tomorrow.
Absolutely.
It's a great walk, and they're going to have people out there. Horseshoe Gardens is the name that I was looking for. Horseshoe Gardens, Deerfield, and Quail Ridge Neighborhood Alliance is having an incredible walk to help the community to get better and healthier. We want to thank you guys, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here.
That's Neighborhoods of the Month.
Are you calling them the Neighborhoods of the Month? All right, let's just shout it out there then. Horseshoe Gardens, Deerfield, and Quail Ridge Neighborhood. You're the Neighborhoods of the Month.
The OPT Neighborhoods of the Month.
I like that. And you know what? They're the neighborhoods that are the change that they want to see.
Absolutely.
Health and fitness, safe community, safe place to walk in their community. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that, so love yourself. And don't you forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and be safe on this wet Wednesday. We're out of time for now, but we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a good day. Thank you.
On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you